My best time.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetra speaking of the fraud department. How can I help you?
Hi. I had been going through my credit statement and I noticed this charge, and I just spoke with a girl there and she said it's for a watch of some sort. I never ordered this, and to tell you for sure, I would never order a watch. I don't wear watches. Never have in my life. So I need to know what I can do about this because obviously it's a fraudulent account. Hello?
All right, let me see here. All right. Can you verify your shipping address for me?
My what?
Can you verify your shipping address for me?
Oh, yes. 680 Lookout, Lake Hills, Texas, 78063. So, can I ask you this? What kind of company is this?
Yes, ma'am. We deal with watches, smartwatches, and things of that nature.
Smartwatches. Okay. And that's it? Just watches only?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that is weird. So this isn't my first rodeo with this because I've had this on the same credit card. I've had fraudulent accounts, but when that happens, I cancel and they send me a new card. So I don't understand how this is happening on this one particular card all the time. Not all the time, but like once a year. That's
right.
Enough for me.
Oh, yeah.
And she said the girl said.
She
did say that it shows it was delivered to this address, but I've had that happen too, where they say the same thing, but it's never been delivered, and I've had things investigated, and they find out it's just a fraudulent whatever. Somebody's getting a hold of my card number or something.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I definitely understand that.
I know. I don't understand. It's only this one particular card I have, but I can't get rid of it because it's one of my better cards.
Mm. We don't want that. I don't want you getting charged again. Okay.
The transaction was done on 3/25, and the post date was 3/26.
So you don't remember ordering anything like this?
No, I don't. Like, I don't. I promise you, I don't wear a watch. I could give you 100 people that will tell you I don't wear a watch. All my friends, they tease me about it. I just never been wearing watches my whole life. I don't do it. That's what it's almost comical.
I understand that. Let me see here. Did you receive anything?
No, nothing. That's what's weird.
Didn't receive anything either.
But you know what's weird? Like, I was going through my email today, too, and, I had an email today, and this is weird. I'm going to have to – I don't want to open it, but it says you have your charge is awaiting from Sears, and it's like $700 and something. I'm like, I don't even go to Sears, so I don't know what's going on. So I don't even want to open. My husband goes, don't open that. He goes, that could be, where some people are trying to capture stuff.
Mm. Okay. And did you receive any email from us, anything like that?
No, I mean, I went through my email all the way back through my emails that are saved, my junk mail. It's all the way back through April 1st, but I see this is in 3/25, so I can't go further back to see if you've ever sent anything. But, I mean, do you all send out emails just arbitrarily to
Yeah, we
customers?
Send out confirmation emails of,
okay, well, I don't have that. I mean, all the way through to April 1st, I don't show anything from you guys at all, because that's what I've been doing this morning.
Yeah, this is starting on, like, March the 8th.
March 8th?
Mm-hmm.
See, are you showing more charges, you mean?
Oh, I'm not even seeing any charge. You say you're seeing a charge in April?
No. This charge that's, like, on my credit statement, it says $325.
Right, for $69.97?
Yes.
Right. But it starts off as a 14-day trial where it was started on March the 8th.
A trial?
Mm-hmm.
No, see, I don't even know what you're talking. No, I don't understand that, no. You mean like a trial to wear the watch, and then if you don't
right.
like it, okay, no.
Exactly. See, like handling, $5.97.
Yes. No, I don't have nothing. I don't even know about this. This is what's so weird. And like I said, I don't even wear watches. I mean, this is so weird because I've done this before with other items. And like one time I ordered a kennel and they said they delivered it. And it was for, I forgot what the amount was. But anyways, long story short, I called my credit card place and they said they're going to do an investigation. And they said that, yeah, definitely it was a fraudulent account. Apparently this place didn't exist. I don't know what is going on.
Wow. Okay.
And what does the watch look like? Is it like a regular?
It would be like a smartwatch, any kind of thing of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
is it a gold color, silver?
And
is it like that?
Personally, I wouldn't know.
Okay, because
I'm not able to.
I think like the ones that like tell you like how far you're walking, that kind of stuff. You mean, is that what it is?
Yeah, it's like a smartwatch track, health monitoring.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Things of that nature.
Yeah. Now I know what you're talking about. Back, I thought you meant like it was a regular watch. No, I don't. I would never order that. I mean, I wouldn't use it. So that's what I'm saying. So what can we do? I know I'm going to call my credit card company as well, but I always like to call the place because actually you offer a number on the statement. I wanted to call and see what you guys, so I can tell them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if you're saying you didn't order this, ma'am, what would you hear in the fraud department? But do you have to put it under a fraud investigation where so we contact your local authorities? We provide them with the IP addresses on the account just so they can verify where the actual product was ordered from.
Okay.
During a fraud investigation, they do prosecute for fraud or fraud charges. But if you don't want to go through that fraud investigation, we offer a courtesy refund of the amount. And that's just of a 35 or 50%. Yeah, 35%. But the choice is yours, no matter whichever one you want it to do.
No, yeah, I wanted to investigate it because I didn't order this, and I'm also going to call my credit card company, you know, and see what they want to do too.
No problem. I totally understand.
Yeah.
That.
It's really strange, isn't it?
Right.
And this is my only credit card that I have this issue on. It's Credit Human. And it's I call and come. Yeah, and they send me new cards. Like, it happens, like, every 2 years. And so I say, okay, cancel. And then they send me a new one. I have to go through the investigation. They investigate it, and they say, oh, yeah, you're right. But they can't give me an explanation how this happens. They said it could just be people cap. Like, I'm not losing my credit card. It's not like somebody's getting it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, do you know anything, how it can happen?
In all honesty, ma'am, there's so many different reasons what could happen, you know?
I know, I'm just like, I just don't know what to do about it. I mean, they said sometimes if you're ordering online, they can do it. And I'm like, well, I don't understand how that happens, but I know that could be, I guess, a way. Somebody else is grabbing it, but I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, I personally wouldn't know. I'm not a hacker, nothing of that nature.
I know, but it's like everybody gets away with all this stuff all the time.
Right.
Because I don't think anybody really tries to do anything to find them. Or there's too many of them. I don't know.
It's just crazy.
It is. You're right. It's just, I feel like I mean, my God, this must happen to a lot of people. I can't just be.
But what I'm going to do for you, I'm going to try to get that. So you do want to go through that fraud investigation, correct?
Yes.
Okay. No problem.
I mean, my credit card company will do the same. Mm-hmm. So I don't know which one would be the best way to do it.
Okay. We can do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can definitely do that for you. Just provide me a few seconds while I input that information for you.
Okay.
Just bear with me a few moments, please. Alright, ma'am, thank you for patiently waiting. While that fraud investigation is going on, we're going to go ahead and issue that refund for you today. It does go back to your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and then I guess I still need to call my bank and cancel this card because... So should I cancel it now? What do you think?
I wouldn't personally know what to tell you, honestly. I mean, I'll
call them in, yeah.
Because we're going to issue, it's going to go back to your account.
So if I cancel it, you won't be able to charge it back. So I'm going to wait. How long should I wait maybe before I do that? Because I still have to call my bank to cancel it, you know what I mean? Because obviously somebody's got it.
Right.
I don't know how long it takes to do it on your end. Oh, gosh.
And so you didn't receive any watch, right?
No. Believe me, if I received a watch, I would, like, be calling you now because I'd be going, why do I have this watch? You know, because I don't wear watches.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never had one of those fit watches. I know what you're talking about now because my friends have one. Where it tells you how many steps you take a day and all that stuff.
I'm going to get an email confirmation on it also.
Okay.
And is this your email here?
Mr.
Brosso, Broussard. Right. Broussard 11 AOL.
Yes, that's it.
Well, you're going to get an email confirmation of that pretty soon.
Okay.
About that email.
Now, so, like, if that got mailed out to my address, then, I mean, see, that's another thing. Like, why wouldn't I have gotten it, at least? Because the other person's getting it?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what I don't understand how this works. I don't understand how they can use my credit card, use my address, and then when it if it's getting mailed to my address, then how do they get it? You know what I mean? How would they get the item? But it's like every time it's like
weird.
That. Yeah, right? Unless do you show like somebody use a different address for mailing address, perhaps?
Nope. Everything's the same here.
Yeah. But do you have is there a place in your section, say I'm ordering something from you and then you say, okay, this is my address, but I want it mailed here?
You can do that, but I mean, it'll still be
on
the account. It'll still show up here on our end.
Yeah. But I mean, is there a way you could check to see if there's another address, it's being mailed somewhere else and that would be the people that got it? Is there a way to check that?
It would be on the account. It would show it here if it was going to another address.
But you don't see it, right?
No, it just shows your address here.
Okay. That's what I was wondering.
Yes, ma'am. I'm showing that address there. Would there be anything else I can try to help you with?
No, that's it. I guess I'll make a call to my and let them know that you're going to charge it back, but they're still going to have to cancel it.
So they cancel the account?
I'm going to have them because they're going to have to reissue me another credit card. You know, that's what I had to do. So far I've already had to do it 3 times in the past 10 years, no, 8 years probably.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll, I'm still keeping the account, but it's a different charge number.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't matter. They've done it 3 times and it still happens. So I don't get it.
Oh, wow.
I mean, could it be somebody in their bank?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
we
no,
just
no.
don't know. We always, my husband and I, we talk about this. We go, this just doesn't make sense to us. Unless it's somebody inside the bank doing it. I don't even know. I don't know. I asked them that and they said they just don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm definitely not anything on that one. But I wouldn't know about the bank one, honestly.
Yeah, I'm going to call them again and bring it up because one of the employees maybe is doing it. This is our main bank.
I would hate for that to be it.
I know, right? Okay, so basically I'll get something confirmed with the email
mm-hmm.
from you. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I'll just figure it out, I guess, on this end, what's going on.
No problem.
And what was your name again, sir?
My name is Demetrius.
Demetrius, okay. I'll go ahead and mark that down. And I appreciate you doing that. And maybe we can figure it out and see what happens.
No problem, ma'am. Would there be anything else I can try to help you with today?
No, that's fine. I appreciate it, though.
No problem.
Thank you. Have a good day.
No problem. That's all I can do for you. I do thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.